The scene, a quiet street in a tree-shaded neighborhood. Time, the present. A mysterious figure slowly walks down the street, glancing furtively from side to side. He pauses at the entrance to one of the homes and rings the bell. The door opens slowly.
Welcome home, Mr. Benny. How'd it go?
Fine, Rochester, fine. But there's one thing I can't understand. Every place I went, they knew I was coming before I rang the bell. How come?
It sure beats me.
This Sunday is Heart Sunday, when Heart Fund volunteers all over America will be calling on their neighbors to support the fight against heart disease. Your Heart Association, in cooperation with this station, presents A Salute to Heart Sunday, starring the Heart Sunday chairman for the 1959 Heart Fund campaign, Jack Benny, and some of his friends. Now, let's return to Jack.
Oh, Rochester! Rochester!
Calling, Mr. Benny.
Rochester, will you help me get these shoes off?
Yes, sir. Say, boys, how'd you make out? Did everybody agree to serve as Heart Fund volunteers?
I'll tell you about it in a minute. Oh, boy, are these shoes tight.
Well, around here, what else would you expect?
Now, cut that out and put the shoes back in the vault.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget the button hook.
Okay. But I wish you'd tell me why those shoes are so important to you.
Why, Rochester? I'm surprised at you. Don't you remember the first time I wore those shoes?
It was about 11 years ago, wasn't it, boss?
That's right. About 11 years ago. Ralph Edwards phoned me and said,
Jack, I've got a great idea. I'm going to run a contest on my radio show to help raise money for an important health organization, the American Heart Association. Now, people all over the country will try to guess who the walking man is. And, of course, they'll send contributions in at the same time.
That sounds wonderful, Ralph.
Well, we want you to be the walking man.
Oh. Oh, well, what do I have to do?
Just walk.
So I walked and walked. And walk with a microphone close to my shoes. And the contest raised $1.5 million for the Heart Fund. Since then, 32 million Heart Fund dollars have gone directly into medical research to fight heart disease. And just the other day, Ralph, who was Heart Sunday chairman for the 1958 campaign, called me again and said,
Jack, I understand you've accepted the Heart Sunday chairmanship for the 1959 Heart Fund drive. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ralph.
And if there's anything I can do, just give me a ring.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
Yes?
Remember those shoes you gave me when I was the walking man 11 years ago?
Yes, I do.
Well, you see, the laces are starting to go, and I was wondering if you...
Bye, Jack.
So here I am again, Rochester, walking for the Heart Fund.
Yes, sir, Mr. Benny. But how about tell me what happened on your walk today?
Well, as Heart Sunday chairman, I figure the first thing I ought to do is to visit my friends and ask them to serve as volunteers. Now, let's see. I got to figure out some way to get Phil to become a Heart Fund volunteer. He's a pretty hard man to convince. Not that he isn't bright, but... Well, now that I think of it, he isn't bright. Oh, I've got it. Phil's a betting man. I'll simply tell him that by backing the Heart Fund, he's betting on a sure thing. Because the best way to fight heart disease is through our Heart Association. That'll do it.
Well, if it isn't the Rajah of Radio, the King of Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga, and the Walking Man of Waukegan. Jackson, my boy, put her there, Daddy-O, put her there.
Hello, Phil. Say, Phil.
Where you been, Dad? I've been waiting for you to ask me to be a heart fund volunteer.
Well, to be honest with you...
Jackson, baby, I'm glad you asked me. Sure I will, and so will Alice and the kids and all the boys in the band. If not, everybody's on bread and water, and I do mean water. Spelled capital S-E-L-T-Z-E-R. I'm getting so I can spell almost as good as my kids. Spelled K-I...
Wait a minute.
Hey, I got another big surprise for you, Jackson. The whole band is going to do a special heart fund volunteer show. Well, give a listen, Dad, and pay particular attention to the singer. He'll kill you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
All right, let's go, fellas. A one, a two...
He can count, too.
A three, a four.
If you're ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. If you're ever down in Texas, look me up. Where the men are men and love it, and the gals are sure glad of it. So if you're ever down in Texas, look me up. Everybody's gonna holler, howdy do, howdy do. Everybody there'll be saying, how are you? We raise corn for hot tamales and grow dollies for the follies. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. I'm gonna build a dopey palace for my Alice down in Dallas. So if you're ever down in Texas, look us up.
Let's see if Giselle McKenzie is home. Now that's what I call loyalty.
Oh, hello, Jack. Gee, it's good to see you.
It's nice to see you too, Giselle. Say, that's a cute doorbell you have.
Well, you bought it for me, Jack.
Oh, yes. Say, I can't stay very long, Giselle. You may not know that I'm Heart Sunday chairman for the Heart Fund campaign, and I'd like to...
Oh, indeed I do know, Jack. And you can count on me to be a Heart Fund volunteer, too.
Good.
After all, when we contribute to the Heart Fund, we're really investing in the future health of our own hearts and the hearts of our loved ones.
Giselle, you took the words right out of my mouth. How'd you know what...
Phil Harris phoned and told me what to say.
Oh.
Hello? Oh, it's for you, Jack.
For me? Hello?
Heavens to Betsy, Jackson. I almost forgot the official slogan. Now, just remember, when you help your heart fund, you help your heart.
I know.
And Popsy?
Yes, Philzy.
Will you ask the Gazelle if she picked the number she's going to sing on the Heart Fund's volunteer show?
She's going to sing on your show?
Well, naturally, Dad. How could she resist little old lovable me? Besides, it's for heart, isn't it?
Sure. He wants to know what number you're going to sing.
Tell him to hang on, and I'll give him a sample.
She said to hang.
I dig you, Dad.
The tables are empty. The dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song. It's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning. Just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues.
Phil Harris. I suppose he told Dennis Day all about it, too. You'd think he'd let me tell somebody. Anybody. Well, if I'm lucky, maybe he didn't get to Dennis yet.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Gee, it's good to...
Never mind that, Dennis. Are we alone?
Yes.
Quick, close the door.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
You could have waited till I got inside.
Mine not to question why, mine but to do
all
and...
All right, close the door. Dennis, have you had any phone calls today?
No, Mr. Benny.
Ah, then you don't know why I'm here, do you?
No, Mr. Benny.
Good, good, good. I dropped in to ask you to be a Heart Fund volunteer because...
Oh, I'll be very happy to, Mr. Benny.
Wait a minute. Don't you want to know why I asked you to be a Heart Fund volunteer?
Well, if it's a secret, I won't talk. I just sing.
Well, of course it's not a secret.
Even if it is, I'm no stool pigeon.
Dennis, it's not a secret. It's not a secret.
Good, good, good. Because I've been a Heart Fund volunteer for years.
Really?
Oh, yes, Mr. Benny. And it has been a remarkable experience. Indeed, it has. Years ago, I used to say to people, your contribution is needed for research and education and community services. But now I can say, look what wonderful things your money helped develop. New and better ways to help prevent and treat heart disease.
Dennis, you amaze me.
Sometimes I amaze me too, Mr. Benny.
Well, at least Phil Harris didn't have to tell you what to say.
Oh, no, Mr. Benny. I told him.
You told him? I see. And, of course, you've got a number all prepared for Phil's Heart Fund show.
Oh, I was rehearsing it when you rang the bell.
I'm sorry I interrupted. Sing, Dennis.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although with you in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. When we play to funerals, oh, we play the march and call. Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns, they blaze away. The car, he pumps the bassoon while I the pipes to play. Oh, Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
So that's what happened when I went walking, Rochester.
Man, that Mr. Harris sure gets around, don't he, boss?
Yes, he does. As a matter of...
I'll get it, boss.
Thank you, Rochester.
Hey, guess who's here? Not an imitation, but the one and only Lover Boy himself.
My, what a surprise.
Pappy, I just wanted to tell you that your Heart Fund show is really all ready to go.
My show?
Certainly. I was just doing the legwork for you.
You were doing the legwork?
Well, you know me, Dad. When it comes to a few local phone calls, I'm a big spender.
Sure, sure.
I'll get it, boss. Hello, Miss McKenzie. Dennis?
Take me to your leader.
We just dropped over for last-minute instructions, Jack.
Is that all right with you, Phil?
Now, this has gone far enough.
It certainly has. Dennis, anything Jack says goes. He's the boss.
Well, thank you.
As a matter of fact, Jackson, in honor of your being appointed Heart Sunday chairman, and because you're the Heart Fund's original walking man, we want to present you with this little token of our appreciation.
For me? Gee, thanks, fellas. This is something I really wanted. A pair of brown shoelaces with metal tips yet. And now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the president of the American Heart Association, Dr. Francis L. Chamberlain.
Thank you, Mr. Benny. Under your leadership, more than 1.5 million Heart Fund volunteers will visit their neighbors on Heart Sunday. Their door-to-door march will dramatize an extraordinary partnership. It is a partnership that unites all Americans with the Legion of Medical Scientists and Physicians whose goal is the conquest of heart disease. Encouraged by the progress we've already made in bringing several forms of heart and circulatory disease under control, we must accelerate heart research to discover the underlying causes of hardening of the arteries and high blood pressure. I'm sure that every American will want to welcome the volunteer who comes calling on Heart Sunday. That volunteer represents your heart association, which must have the support of every citizen in the job of saving hearts and lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chamberlain. And folks, don't forget, when you welcome your Heart Fund volunteer on Heart Sunday, give generously for every heart in your family. So long, folks.
You You've been listening to A Salute to Heart Sunday, starring Jack Benny with Eddie Anderson, Ralph Edwards, Phil Harris, Giselle McKenzie, Dennis Day, and special guest Dr. Francis L. Chamberlain, president of the American Heart Association. Remember to welcome your Heart Fund volunteer this Sunday, Heart Sunday.
This is Lauren Bacall, reminding you that an important day to remember this week is Sunday, Heart Sunday. One of your neighbors, a Heart Fund volunteer, will be calling on you for your Heart Fund contribution. Your gift will help medical science discover the causes of heart disease and develop new methods to cure or control this leading health menace. So, for the sake of your heart and the hearts of those you love, give your Heart Fund volunteer a warm welcome this Sunday, Heart Sunday.
This is Jack Benny. As National Heart Sunday Chairman, I urge you to give generously when you welcome your Heart Fund volunteer this Sunday, Heart Sunday. Your contribution will help speed progress in the fight against our nation's leading health enemy, heart disease. Your dollars will help bring the latest scientific information about the heart and its diseases to you through your doctor. So give for every heart in your family when you welcome your Heart Fund volunteer this Sunday, Heart Sunday.
This is Richard Boone. Sunday is a traditional day of rest for most of us. But this Sunday, Heart Sunday, will not be a day off for many of your neighbors, Heart Fund volunteers, who will be ringing doorbells in your town. They'll be joining the fight against heart disease, our country's leading cause of disability and death. You can do your share by contributing to your Heart Fund. For every heart in your family, for I'm sure you know that the best way to fight heart disease is through your Heart Association.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Desi. Let's tell the folks about Heart Sunday.
Okay. Friends, this Sunday is Heart Sunday.
A day when this town will join the nationwide fight against heart disease.
Welcome, your Heart Fund volunteer.
On Heart Sunday.
Hi, David Nevin speaking. I hope you'll be home this coming Sunday, Heart Sunday, when a Heart Fund volunteer rings your doorbell. Don't forget to welcome your Heart Fund volunteer this Sunday, Heart Sunday. It'll do your heart good.
I'm Ed Wynn. A Heart Fund volunteer will be on your door next Sunday for your contribution to the Heart Fund. Give from your heart for your heart when you hear your Heart Fund volunteers next Sunday, Heart Sunday.
This is June Allison asking you to welcome your Heart Fund volunteer this coming Sunday, Heart Sunday.
This coming Sunday is Heart Sunday, and this is Oscar Hammerstein asking you to welcome your Heart Fund volunteer with a generous contribution to help your Heart Fund help your heart.
Hello, friends. This is Mickey Rooney speaking and asking you to welcome your Heart Fund volunteer this Sunday. It's Heart Sunday.
Hi, this is Ed Sullivan. Today is Heart Sunday in your town, and I know you'll open your door and your heart when a Heart Fund volunteer, one of your neighbors, calls on you for your Heart Fund contribution. Be sure to enlist your dollars in the fight against heart disease, our nation's most serious health problem. On this Heart Sunday, show your neighbors that your heart's in the right place, and when you give to the Heart Fund, please give for every heart in your family.
This is Gladys Swarthout. Today is Heart Sunday, when a Heart Fund volunteer will ask for your contribution to fight heart disease. Remember, you'll be giving to help your heart and the hearts of those you love. Your support of the Heart Fund will enable medical science to continue its search for new and better ways to combat America's number one health enemy. For the sake of every heart in your family, welcome your Heart Fund volunteer today, Heart Sunday.
This is Arlene Francis. Many of your friends and neighbors are giving their time to the Heart Fund campaign today, Heart Sunday. When one of them calls on you, open your heart and give generously to help your Heart Fund help your heart.
This is Andy Griffith. Today, Heart Sunday, in small towns and big towns all across the country, millions of folks are planning to welcome their Heart Fund volunteers. How about you? When you open your door, open your heart and give to help fight heart disease.
This is Greer Garson speaking. Today is Heart Sunday. Welcome your Heart Fund volunteer, won't you, today on Heart Sunday.
This is Tony Randall reminding you to protect your heart and the hearts of those you love. Help fight heart disease today, Heart Sunday, with a generous contribution to the Heart Fund.
Hi there, Tennessee Ernie Ford speaking. Were you home last Sunday? Last Sunday was Heart Sunday, when a Heart Fund volunteer probably called on you for your contribution to the Heart Fund. Well, if you weren't home, you've still got a chance to help fight heart disease. Your volunteer left a Sorry I Missed You envelope. Use that self-addressed envelope to mail your Heart Association gift. Remember, when you help your Heart Fund, you help your heart.
This is Lloyd Nolan. Perhaps you were away from home when a Heart Fund volunteer called on you last Sunday. You can still join the nationwide campaign to help bring heart disease under control. How? Well, the best way to fight heart disease is through the Heart Fund. So send your contribution right now to your local Heart Association or to Heart, care of your post office. Give generously for every heart in your family.
This is Vivian Blaine. This past Sunday was Heart Sunday, when a Heart Fund volunteer called on you. If you weren't home, you still have time to help your Heart Fund help your heart. Send a generous contribution to your local Heart Association.
Hello, I'm Dan Daly. Maybe you weren't home on Sunday when a Heart Fund volunteer called on you for your gift to the Heart Fund. But you can still join the fight against heart disease by mailing your contribution to your local Heart Association or to Heart, care of your post office.